Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Big game tonight, Gonzaga, Baylor for the national championship in college basketball. And these were the two best teams all season long. Gonzaga's what, 31-0 now? Baylor, I think, is 27-2. Correct me, Rob G, if I'm wrong on those records. But they have been the two best teams. And, Rob, I'm going to say this honestly, because I watched that game Saturday night, Gonzaga and UCLA, and what a game it was. One for the ages. I got to admit, I started watching it, thought Gonzaga would probably blow them out. UCLA, of course, being an 11 seed. And, man, give them credit. They hung tough.
I thought they were going to get blown out. I mean, I just did, you know. I was like, yeah. This is where it ends, you know. That's what I thought. Right. This is where it ends. And when they had to put back to tie the score right there, and they needed a miracle shot to lose UCLA. That's a miracle shot. You know, as much as I would love to just say, wow, that, you know, when you bank in a three from that spot, Chris, bank in one, it's a miracle shot. And if you're UCLA, you got to tip your cap and go like,
absolutely,
there's nothing we could do on that. What could they have done defensively? Nothing. You can't defend that.
If you shoot 30% from that spot, you're doing great where you hit it from. And then you try to bank it, you take it
down to
another
10%.
That's
what I'm saying, the bank.
That was 90% luck. You know, and nothing against Suggs. He's a great shot.
It's not a knock on him, but
some fantastic plays down the stretch. And Rob, I was thinking as the game's going on, I'm thinking, okay, he's supposed to be a top five pick. I see he's good. He's solid. But he was coming off as pedestrian, not average, but just solid. No frills, you know, makes the right plays, you know, but wasn't really putting his imprint on the game. And then lo and behold, the block shot late, gets the outlet pass from his rebound off the block or somebody's rebound off the block and throws a half court bounce pass. I think it was to Drew Timmy, but whoever it was to, it was a perfect pass between three UCLA players for the layup and then to hit the big shot. I got to give Jalen Suggs props. But what I was going to say, Rob, I would not be nearly as into this game tonight had it not been for that performance or that game. If Gonzaga had blown them out, I wouldn't be that into tonight's game. I'd watch it, but right. I wouldn't be as excited about it.
Well, I'm probably with you from the standpoint of, you know, they look like they can be beat. You know, they've been undefeated all year. I think that what UCLA was able to do, and even though they didn't win, Chris, there's an ounce of doubt there to me that they're going to pull this off. And I know they're 4.5-point favorites, Gonzaga, but I think they're going down tonight. Just a gut feeling. I know it's real hard. The pressure's on them. The pressure's not on Baylor. You know, they're the undefeated team. They haven't lost. They made the miracle shot to win. Baylor's like playing with house money. Just go out there and give it your all and make them beat you. You know what I mean? And I really think that Baylor, not only, Chris, is A, good, but I think B, Gonzaga might be running out of miracles. And I'm going to go with Baylor tonight.
Well, Rob, you talked about them feeling the pressure, if they're feeling it, but it is pressure on them, whether they're feeling it or not. And that pressure is not just you want to win a championship. And hopefully they can somehow keep the undefeated season out of their minds. They can somehow keep all the talk about their place in history out of their minds and just concentrate on these next 40 minutes tonight. But that's hard to do. And the talk already, Rob, already has started about, are they one of the best teams in college basketball history, or will they be if they win this game? Jay Billis, who is an authoritative voice on college basketball, of course, played at Duke and had a nice career there. He said this on the Straight Fire podcast with our man Jay Mack and Rob G.
They go undefeated. It's going to be really hard not to start talking about them as one of the greatest teams ever. And not just in the shot clock era, because it's kind of funny, like, and I know they're different eras, I get it, but that's what we do, is we talk about stuff like this. It's fun. But if you took this Gonzaga team and they played Indiana in 1976, you know, who do you think would win? And you know, I think this Gonzaga team would win. But the Indiana 76 team has been voted upon as the greatest team ever by certain outlets. And so is it just that they were the last undefeated team, or we had an affinity for them? Do I think Duke 2001 would beat Gonzaga? It'd be close. I mean, they probably would. But that undefeated part, if Gonzaga wins it, that undefeated part is a trump card you throw down, and then the undefeated team brings the chips toward them, I think.
Rob, look, I get it. If they go undefeated, win the championship, we said it all last week, they had 27 straight games of winning by double figures. That was broken by UCLA. Obviously, you got to give them their respect. And if you want to say, I mean, they're going to be noted in college basketball history. But I'm sorry. They're not man for man, ability wise. They're not one of the best teams ever. Now, they'll go down in history and we'll recognize them and we'll look back with incredible respect and admiration for them. But there's no way, with the way college basketball is today, that I can say they're, you know, a top five team in college basketball history. I just can't.
No, I'm with you. I think it's prisoner of the moment. First of all, they got to be undefeated, number one. Number two, I just don't look at it the same way, and maybe it's different because it's Indiana and the history and Bobby Knight. Do you know what I mean? And all the other things that go on with it. But I'm not there either. I think there are a lot of other great teams in college basketball, and maybe even without Chris being undefeated. How many of those great teams?
Duke team that won it in 1990 with Larry Johnson, Stacey Augmon, Anderson Hunt, and Greg Anthony. I'm sorry. I think they'd annihilate this Gonzaga team. The Phi Slamma Jamma that didn't even win the championship with Olajuwon and Clyde Drexler. And here's the thing. Drew Timmy, who's a great college player, he plays inside. So he would be going one-on-one with Olajuwon. I mean, it ain't even like you could say, oh, Drew Timmy would take him outside and hit threes on Akeem. No. He would be playing right in Akeem's wheelhouse.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. It's nothing against these kids. It's just the fact that the best college-aged players are no longer playing in college. And, Rob, we can point to a time not that long ago when that was not the case. When Michael Jordan won his championship as a freshman, he had James Worthy and Sam Perkins on his team, and they were actually the two leading scorers ahead of Jordan. That team wouldn't do damage to this Gonzaga
right.
team?
That's what I'm saying. I just can't get with it. I understand people are excited. They're seeing this thing, and it's easy to just want to, like, jump out there and go, oh, wow, you know, like, yeah, this is the best team we've ever seen. I can't buy it.
I'm shocked at Billis because, as I said, obviously he's very authoritative when it comes to college basketball. He played. He obviously covers the game now. But, Rod, he's probably, I mean, you know, I think he doesn't want to drop a blanket on today's college game. I think that's what it is because he knows. Even the Duke team he mentioned with Grant Hill, Bobby Hurley, who was a very good college player, Christian Laettner, who was a great college player. Here's the thing. Think about this. What if Trae Young, LaMelo Ball, Tyler Hero, DeAndre Ayton, James Wiseman, Ja Morant, Zion Williamson, Anthony Edwards, what if they were playing in college right now?
Right.
What if that Duke team was still together with Zion and RJ Barrett? You think Gonzaga would be undefeated? Or even in this game, maybe?
You ready? No way, no how. I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm with you. I just think people, but this is where we are, Chris. It's the nature of where we are. And I'm not trying to poo-poo being undefeated or whatever. I like give them credit. If they win, it's something. I actually think it's a bigger story to me if they lose. Which story do you think is bigger?
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, tomorrow, it probably is bigger if they lose, right? All the talk shows, it's too hard to go undefeated, blah, blah, blah. But I think historically, Rob, and not that long, like next week, a few days from now, I think the bigger story is if they go undefeated.
Yeah.
Because these kids will live on in history if they go undefeated. That shot that Suggs hit will be one of the greatest, you know, ever in, you know, NCAA tournament history. Whereas if Baylor wins, it's great. They're national champions. But you know what I mean? Like, we're not going to really think about this team that much in the future.
See, I just think if Baylor, like, they were to get all the way to this point and they don't get it done, I think it's a huge story on how they, you know, they, Chris, you just said it, 27 straight games of double digits, then the game to get into the championship, right? That went out the window, and then they lose. So when it really mattered at the end, they couldn't pull it off, and the little engine that couldn't. And then it would go back to us once again talking about these kind of schools that can't win a championship, even though they're not a mid-major. Do you know
anymore,
what I mean? Like
in
name, they're a mid-major to people, right? But not in you know where they are as far as a program. So that's why I think it would be huge.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year-round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Very excited to talk to our next guest. He's a former college basketball coach, had great success at UCLA and St. John's. Now a Fox Sports 1 NBA and college basketball analyst, Steve Lavin. Steve, welcome
Steve,
to the Odd Couple.
What's happening?
Fellas, great to be with you. Great time of the year, great night. Doesn't get any better than this. March Madness, we got 1 and 2. Here we go.
It is great to have you. And
Chris, before we get to the game, I just the Hubert Davis being hired at North Carolina first black head coach there. Just talk about Hubert Davis and this opportunity.
Well, so happy for Hubert Davis, and it was the right thing to do. Discussed this last week when Roy Williams kind of suddenly announced his retirement. The best fit is Hubert Davis. You go back to him playing for the legend, Dean Smith, who's really the godfather of North Carolina basketball. Played there from 1988 to 1992, had the 12-year career, as you guys know, in the NBA.
I covered him. He was on the Knicks when I was working for the Daily News, for Newsday. So I covered Hubert Davis.
Yeah, and so you know his character, the kind of person he is. Obviously a wonderful basketball talent, but also as a human being, you look at his character, his fiber, everything about him is class. And someone that lives out all the right virtues and values. And that's, as a parent, as a high school coach, you have someone you care about, you want them to play for, a person that, lives the right way. And Hubert Davis is all class. And as you guys know, he had a nice little broadcasting career going.
Yep.
Covering college basketball as an analyst, and Roy Williams tapped him on the shoulder, gave him a chance to come back home to Chapel Hill, and he's been a part the last 9 years of North Carolina's success, and he's learned from one of the best there, Roy Williams, as well as Coach Robinson, the assistant there. So this is just a wonderful fit, a good marriage, and long overdue in terms of the first African-American coach to get a break, a chance at North Carolina, and yep. They've always been about family there. And so glad to see they've done the right thing in elevating Hubert Davis, and that his loyalty has been rewarded, not only as a player, but coming back as an assistant these last 9 years. He deserved the shot, and he got it.
Steve, tell us about this matchup tonight. You mentioned number one, number two. Obviously, Baylor, incredibly impressive, routed Houston in the semifinal. And Gonzaga had its hands full with an 11 seed at UCLA. Yes. So how do you see this thing playing out tonight?
Yeah, I think that's something to watch, in particular early. You know, where is the fuel tank in terms of Gonzaga? Because they expended a lot of emotional and physical fuel. Now, they are 18 to 22 years old, and kids have the ability to bounce back. I think also the adrenaline, the moment of being in the national championship will help. But Baylor was able to conserve their energy a little bit more in these recent games because they've really taken care of business. So let's see in terms of where Gonzaga's fuel tank is, because they did expend a lot of energy on overtime victory. It was a slugfest, a shootout, a high-octane affair against UCLA. So interesting matchup. I think the other thing to look at is, Baylor has quickness, length, their foot speed is unique. This will be the fastest team that Gonzaga has faced this year. And they faced some good competition, but no one quite like Baylor. And so does that speed and quickness disrupt or discombobulate Gonzaga? Or does Gonzaga just continue to be surgical and find ways to win with their high-powered approach to things? So those are a couple things to look at early.
Hey, Steve, is it me? Am I off base to think that all the pressure's on Gonzaga? They're expected to win. They've been blowing everybody out except for UCLA. They're undefeated. People expect them to win. They're the favorites. Sometimes can that wear on you where Baylor, to me, is playing with house money? Not that they're not a good team but they're not expected to win. Gonzaga's expected to win.
I'm glad you brought that up. I think it's a really important point, because to this stage, of the season, up until championship night, tonight, Gonzaga hasn't shown any signs that they're playing uptight, that they're, somewhat playing with that weight of the world on their shoulders that we've seen before with, undefeated teams or number one seeded teams in the tournament. But again, tonight is a different animal. Each game out is different and unique. But to this point, Gonzaga has been aggressive and confident, and that's a credit to Mark Few and his staff in terms of the way they've, calibrated the mindset of this Gonzaga team. I also just think it speaks to the special nature of, you know, Jalen Suggs, Joel Ayayi, and the rest of the Zags. You know, I'm big on Gonzaga's guards. I think Ayayi and Suggs will play the longest in terms of careers at the next level of any of the Gonzaga Bulldogs. And nothing against, you know, Timmy and Kispert, very capable players, but really Ayayi and Suggs is what separates this Gonzaga team from any Gonzaga team in the past. They've had some great teams. That Adam Morrison and company team was outstanding, got knocked out the dramatic comeback by UCLA back in the day. But Suggs is that next level, and I think Ayayi, graceful, and will probably have a better career in the NBA than he's had in college. He's been impressive in college, but I think his best basketball is still ahead of him. When you look at the fluidity, the grace, the ability to defend, and someone's going to just keep getting better. And Suggs, we've already seen, has been lights out.
Steve, if they win tonight, Gonzaga, obviously they're the first undefeated team since 1976. Now there's a lot of talk is, will they be one of the all-time great teams? And Rob and I, we acknowledge, I mean, you're going to have to give them their props, and they'll deserve their props. It'll be a tremendous accomplishment, and you wouldn't take anything away from them. But we just feel like this era, you don't have the best college-age players playing in college.
Right, college
compared
basketball.
To when Jordan, Olajuwon, Kareem, Lou Alcindor at that point. You know, when guys, Larry Johnson, Grant Hill, when guys like that were playing, the best 20-year-olds in the world were in college for the most part. And I just, we don't think you can really compare this team to some of those historically great teams. Where are you at on that?
Yeah, it's, for starters, you know, you have to kind of step back when we have these kind of discussions and establish criteria, because it is difficult to compare, you know, greatness of different generations. You know, take boxing, right? Rocky Marciano or Joe Louis and Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, Sugar Ray Leonard, you know, Hitman Hearns. Okay,
right.
It's so difficult. They're all great, and there's something to be said for appreciating their greatness in their respective eras. When it comes to, you know, acting, right? De Niro,
right.
Duvall, Denzel, right. Pacino, Laurence Olivier. Okay, so let's establish that first. That it's very challenging. But I do agree with you that when you look back through the history of the game, even some teams that didn't win it, like the Houston Cougars. With
UNLV team. How about that UNLV team with all those studs on them?
Absolutely, Olajuwon. And then you've got to put Coach Wooden's teams up there at the top because not only were they undefeated, but the teams that had Bill Walton, and Lou Alcindor, who became Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And Jabbar not only was dominant in college, then went to the Milwaukee Bucks and won one there with Oscar Robinson, and then obviously the run with the Lakers, and arguably the most dominant player in the history of basketball with the skyhook and the way he changed the game. So you'd have to start with Kareem, Lou Alcindor's teams at UCLA in terms of being dominant. And that's not to mention the number of All-Americans, you know, Hall of Famers that played for Coach Wooden through the years, beginning with Walt Hazlitt in the first championship back in 64-65, if I'm not mistaken. That was the first of the 10 championships in a 12-year span. But this Gonzaga team, not to take anything away from them, because their guards are outstanding, and Timmy and Kispert are terrific college players, and I think they'll play professionally, but I don't think they're in the mix of, you know, the Hall of Fame type of talent that we've seen in the Olajuwons and Clyde Drexlers and the teams that didn't win it, as well as the teams that did.
All right, Steve, great stuff. We appreciate it. So what's your pick for tonight?
Quick. Yep.
Boy, you know, I'm more of someone that likes to break down like we just did here than make picks, and I have really a split feeling on this. There seems to be a destiny aspect to Gonzaga. They're definitely the darling of college basketball for two decades now. This is a new position for them, being a favorite. And we saw against UCLA the challenge that they had in the semifinals, you know, with being that heavy favorite. They were a 14-point underdog against, you know, a 14-point favorite against the 11-seed UCLA. this Baylor team, again, lightning quick, electrifying in terms of their speed, length, and defense. And I think you've got a motivated Baylor Bears team in terms of a chip on their shoulder. Teague and Butler and Mitchell, those three might be the best three of any perimeter attack in the country. I like Ayayi and I like Suggs, but Kispert, outstanding college player. Don't get me wrong. I mean, outstanding college player. But you look at the Baylor Bears, they got
sounds
three
like you're
NBA
sounds
players
like you're going
perimeter.
With Baylor.
Yes. All right.
I won't be surprised if we catch up tomorrow and break it down. If either, you know, regardless of the outcome, I won't be surprised because these are two great teams. Hopefully it's a good one that we can enjoy and talk about tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, Steve. We appreciate the knowledge. Enjoy the game.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, Rob, big game tonight. I'm excited. I think you're excited. this semifinal between Gonzaga and UCLA really got me into it. I'm really looking forward to this game now. Steve Lavin, he basically was picking Baylor. He didn't want to come out and make a pick, but he clearly thinks Baylor. It'll be interesting, right? Because their athleticism that he talked about, you know, they like to run too, and that's what Gonzaga does. So typically, if you run, the team that's kind of more athletic and all that may prevail. So it'll be interesting, but you've picked Baylor. So we're looking forward to a big game. But starting there, we talked about this briefly with Aaron Torres last hour and about the value of going to college and playing in college. And he rightly said, look, Jalen Suggs is going to benefit greatly from his exposure he's gained at Gonzaga in college. But do you think that that's a standard black and white rule that, you know, our buddy, our colleague, Doug Gottlieb always preaches that the exposure these kids get in college.
Yeah. But you got to also understand that Doug comes from his dad coached college basketball. Right. I'm just saying like I get what these guys are. This is like the old model. So they love college basketball, right? Both. Doug did college basketball for ESPN, for Fox, for CBS, Chris. It's in his blood. I get it. So he can't understand a world without it. And Adam and Aaron Torres is another guy who's a college basketball guy. That's his bread and butter. So he doesn't want college basketball to be nothing. I'm not knocking the guys. I'm just saying, you know, you could point to that one shot or situation and say, look, see, this is why you need to play. I don't know how much money he made off that shot. Right. Really? Did he make $500,000 off that shot, Chris? I don't know. I really don't. But I know the other kid took home $300,000 after taxes for him and his family and still play basketball and still has a chance of being drafted exactly or close to where he was going to be drafted either way. So what did he lose? I don't look at it that way. Not when the schools are making the kind of money that they're making.
Right.
And the kids are getting nothing. I'm sorry. I can't.
Even if Suggs made the type of money Aaron's talking about, the other kids aren't.
Right.
And Suggs had to pull off the darn near miraculous to do it.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the exception.
Right.
Not the rule.
You're going to point to one guy who banked in the three as the clock was winding down. See, that's why you got to play college basketball. No. And Chris, you brought up the other players. Wiseman, who played, three games? And Kyrie, who played eight or nine? We could go 11, on and on, I think, and on.
And LaMelo obviously never played in college.
Never played in college.
Ben Simmons, remember, he stopped, two-thirds of the way through the season?
And was like, okay, I'm done. Right.
Look, I'm going to say, and Rob, you know how we grew up. We've talked about it. The tournament was magical. Okay? We grew up.
You talked about the Michigan State, Chris, Indiana State, Larry Bird, still, isn't that the most watched?
Still the most watched. And okay. It won't be topped because, you know.
It'll never be topped because the way we watch TV then and the numbers.
We were three channels at that point.
And you know what, Chris? There were three channels and the other two didn't put anything on against it. Do you know what I mean? That's the way television used to be. When there was a big event, they put on a bad movie or something because they didn't want to waste it. And my only point is that I remember that. And it college basketball was it. That was the biggest thing going. We're not there anymore.
I'll say this, Rob. You cannot beat the hoopla, the hype. And if you happen to be somebody that puts on a memorable performance, the jubilation and the history. Look, Jalen Suggs, especially if they win, he is going to go down in history. We're going to see that shot over and over again. You know, all the – what is this one shiny moment they play at the end of the tournament?
Right.
That's going to be on there. If they win, they'll be undefeated. I mean, he will go down in history. That's all great. And you can't beat that in the G League. You can't beat that or even equal it or even come close to equaling it overseas.
I agree that.
We get all that. And if a kid wants that, then more power to him. But most kids aren't going to get that. Evan Mobley, okay, they had a nice little run, and that's fun. But we're not really going to remember him from the tournament. Cade Cunningham, we're not going to remember. We're actually trying to forget the tournament that Cade Cunningham had.
Right, because we looked at it and was like, is he really that good?
Yeah, you know? Really. Like, I mean, you know, it's the regular season we're looking at for him. So, I mean, that part, I think you would even agree with me. Right? Like, we get it. It's a moment. But very few kids get that moment. You and I look back. I played freaking Division III basketball in college. And I look back, it was great. The camaraderie, the travel, all of that was fun. So you're right. You're not going to get that in some of these other alternatives. But you are getting money. It's not hypocritical, right? It's not, let me fake like I'm going to class, like I'm really trying to learn something. You know, you're not getting used to the degree that you are in college. And so I think it's just a payoff. I'll never like fault a kid, Rob, if he really wants to just say, look, I grew up watching the tournament. I want to play in it. I saw what Jalen Suggs did, what Mario Chalmers did. I want a chance to do it. I'll never fault a kid for doing that.
Yeah, I just don't think that those moments are there. Yeah. That,
right. It's hard to get that moment. It's once in every decade or so, right? Christian Laettner, Mario Chalmers, Jalen Suggs. There are some moments here and there, but, you know, it's just, what about the regular kid that didn't do that? Did Cade Cunningham benefit? Really, you know?
Right. No, I'm with you. I just think it's a mixed bag. It's hard, Chris, to turn down $300,000 after taxes. You could just say whatever you want. You know how many people work every day hard all their lives, Chris, never make $300,000? Seriously.
No, I look, I'm with Seriously. You. Especially, and you don't know, you guys come from different backgrounds.
Right.
But if you're coming from a challenged background, no, that's life-changing. And obviously it's going to be followed up by NBA money, which is really life-changing. But for some people, $300,000 in a year?
Right.
That's huge.
That's a lot of money. It could fix a lot of things, make life a lot better for a lot of people. So I'm not going to begrudge somebody who doesn't want to go the college route. And they see these other people who have not gone the college route and have been successful. Everybody doesn't do it the same way. There are a lot of people, Chris, who are very successful. They didn't go to college, right?
Right.
I wouldn't trade my experience for anything, but I'm telling you right here, right
didn't
now.
Didn't Bill Gates not graduate?
Yep. A lot of successful people.
Yeah,
but right. When I was at Southern Connecticut, Chris, if they would have come and said, we want you to be a sports writer for the New York Times in my junior year, I would have left college and gone to the paper and worked at night, you know, going to school at night to finish my degree. But,
right.
would I have taken a job, Chris? Absolutely. If they came to get me, I would have.
And the college experience is fantastic. I love my 4 years of college. All right.
I was out in three and a half years and I was good with it.
Yeah, but these players aren't getting the real college experience, Rob. And obviously now it's different with COVID, but I'm just talking about in normal times, Rob. You know that. First of all, they're only staying a year. You know? And then a lot of times they're isolated from normal in a lot of cases, not all of them.
I'm sure they get around when it was used to be able to get the
yeah. They find their way to parties and such.
Who's that 6'8" guy right there? Oh, he's on the team. Okay,
right. But it's look, I get it. The tournament is special, but it's interesting with Suggs, Rob. I was watching that game, and I was thinking, He's nice. He's a solid, you know, cerebral.
But you didn't go overboard crazy, did you, huh?
Right. I wasn't. I was like, okay, but, you know, I don't see any, you know, he ain't really making nothing happen. And then it wasn't just the shot, the block of the Riley kid from Michigan. Right. I think his name's Riley. And then that pass, Rob, that pass was incredible. One end, off the bounce, off the dribble. And then, of course, the shot. And so, you know, somebody from Minnesota that I know texted me. Because I tweeted something like, what a gamer or something like that. And he texted me like, Minnesota guards are built different. We built different. I was like, please, Minnesota guard.
Right, right.
I was like, will you stop it?
That's from dribbling in the snow up there, right? Is that what it is?
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.